You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, you might have heard the police minister has confirmed that the South African Police Service is short of more than 2,300 detectives. These are the critical investigators responsible for solving violent crime, tracking syndicates, and closing long-standing cold cases. So what does this mean for justice in this country, for community safety, and for a country that is already battling high crime rates and a dwindling public trust in law enforcement? I'm joined now by Nobuntu Hlauser-Webster, Deputy Leader of Build One South Africa. A very warm welcome, and maybe let's start with a broad assessment or reaction when you saw the scale of the shortage, which was confirmed by the Minister.
Thank you for having us, Jeremy, and absolutely, I'm glad you refer to this as a justice issue, because it's easy to look at it and think it's an HR issue. Really, our response in seeing this was that now you can understand why we have the issues that we have when it comes to crime in this country, why we're still rated amongst the highest crime levels in the world across from numerous crimes. It is because we don't have the resources that we need to be able to deal with issues of crime in this country. Ultimately, if you're missing 2,344 detectives, that means that there's thousands and thousands of cases, like whether it's murder, rape, robbery, that are actually being left to rot. And if you're a South African who's ever had a loved one who's been murdered, or you've ever been robbed yourself, or have been a victim of rape, you understand what it means when it comes to the justice system, and what it means to not be able to have the turnaround that you need as soon as it needs to have happened.
And what does your party believe the broader consequence is of many cold cases now starting to stack up?
You know, the reality, and this is what is sad, is that when cases go cold, communities then lose faith in the justice system. You have a reality where in this country then there's gangsters who operate with impunity, and sometimes there's an extent to which communities actually rely on gangsters because the system is not delivering justice to them. You have a reality where abusers go free and then they become repeat offenders because they go with impunity. And you really, even if you add more boots on the ground, you then are not doing anything for the system because you don't have the investigators who can follow that through. And so right now, with follow through collapsing, it means the whole system is collapsing, and you have a country and citizens that don't actually trust in the justice system from time to time, then take the law into their own hands.
Do you believe the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Police is responding to this issue with sufficient urgency?
I don't think so. Not enough. I mean, what we're calling for as Build One South Africa is that there needs to be a full audit of detective capacity and caseloads as a start. And I think those are the kinds of calls that we're needing to see: urgency, practical interventions, and really getting to the crux of the matter and saying this is what needs to happen, and needs to happen within this time frame and within this deadline. And I don't think we're seeing the kind of urgency that we need. I know that portfolio committee works hard. I've seen some of their oversights, but I think that there needs to be an urgency in how they are engaging with that department.
Given that we know the scale of the problem, what in fact would an audit achieve? Isn't that just kicking the can up the road?
So obviously it wouldn't be the only thing that needs to happen. You need that audit of the capacity and caseloads. But then after that, there needs to be resource allocation and a national recruitment drive that focuses specifically on detective services. The other issue that you have in the system is that you don't have specialized training, because you can't fight 21st century crime with outdated tools. So you need to have the specialized training, you need to have the specialized resources and proper equipment that is needed, because sometimes what we found is that even where the detectives are there, they don't necessarily have the proper equipment, the functioning vehicles, forensic access, laptops. The whole system needs an overhaul. And then lastly, there needs to be a public case tracking system, so that South Africans can actually see the progress or lack of it. Often when you engage with citizens, part of their frustration is that they actually don't know and don't have the updates or the progress reports that they need to have on their cases as well.
It's all very well to suggest a recruitment drive, but the reality of the situation is a lot of that skill simply doesn't exist.
And that's why we're also calling for specialized training, you know, within the force.
But who
itself,
does the specialized training?
Within the force itself, we need to be upskilling. We need to be upskilling. The country does have the skill. We can't say in the country there isn't even one person who has the skill. And so we need to be having that specialized training taking place by those within the system who already have the skill, bring in even external and out-of-country specialized training where there is a need to, and upskill those who are already in the system. That's what we need to be doing. Because all we talk about often is, oh, we need more boots on the ground. But it doesn't help if we don't have the detectors. And there are some of those who are boots on the ground who are actually eligible to be able to be upskilled and trained into those detective roles that are so sorely needed.
This is a result of budget constraint. It is a result of poor HR planning, possibly. Or is it just a lack of political will to change the paradigm?
I'd say that the first two that you mentioned, which is the issue of mostly resource and planning, comes from the failure of political will. We don't have a government that has a sense of urgency about how South Africans live. I mean, I posted just, you know, a personal anecdote. I was leaving the office in Parliament at 10 p.m. And I realized as I walked through the passages that I was scared. You know, I realized I'm scared. Like, I'm walking through the passages of a place that, you know, some will say is, you know, amongst the safest buildings in that vicinity. But I was scared. And I'm scared because this is how we live in South Africa. We live in fear because of the high levels of crime and of gender-based violence and rape. And we're scared. And there isn't a sense of urgency that is not normal. That to live the way South Africans live is not normal. The rates that we have of violence in this country are not normal. And so the reality is that we have a government that does not have a sense of urgency. We still have billions for VIP protection and blue light escorts, but you can't fill critical posts and detective services. And so these are people who put themselves first, but can't put the safety of the country first.
Thank you very much for joining me. That's Nobuntu Tlazo-Webster, Deputy Leader of the party Build One South Africa.